Maybe it was because I had just left a poker game, but when I spotted the Hamiltons, they struck me as the king, queen, and jack of diamonds. Satisfied and privileged, face cards all, nestled in a corner of this exclusive mainline restaurant. They looked surprised as I dripped my way to the table, so I gathered they hadn't heard about Patricia's murder. The news had galvanized the city, but the staff wouldn't disturb their entree. That was my job.
"Honey," Paul said,
and both he and his father stood up.
"I'm so glad you're here. Did you leave the game early?"
"Are you kidding? The game is just starting."
"Hello, Rita,"
Kate said warmly. Her face, though lined from the sun, was a handsome one, with high cheekbones and an almost mannish chin.
"So you left the poker game,"
Paul said again, taking it as proof of love. I wasn't supplying.
"Not that I wanted to."
Fisk smiled.
"I hope you weren't losing. I told Paul I'd bet on you any day."
"Ha!" He seemed only half aware of the irony. Without knowing exactly why, I wanted to destroy his composure, so I said point blank, "Patricia Sullivan was murdered tonight." Kate's hand flew to her mouth. Fisk blinked once, then twice.
"Oh, my," he said. "Are you sure?"
What kind of a question was that? "Of course. Her throat was cut. They think the murder weapon was a hunting knife, but they haven't found it yet."
"Did they say when it happened?"
Paul said.
"About 6 o'clock, they think. There'll be reporters waiting for us at the house, so I want us to go home together. They obviously don't know you're here, right?" "I drove to the club first and then went out the service entrance in the back," Kate said.
"Good."